From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Hello, everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old-fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I am coming right at you from room 322 at the Wyndham Garden Conference Center in Medicine Hat, Alberta. On the program today, I'm happy to share some new and recently released music from Colter Wall, Brennan Lee, and more. I've got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Orville Couch, Judy Lynn, Tom T. Hall, and others. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Can't escape the feeling that nothing really changed. That
that you would keep on living that same old life again. I don't know if I can trust you, even though you said you changed. Just one more little slip from you and we're on square one again. If you climb me a river, then I might sail back to you. If you tell me you still love me and make me believe it's true. You've had so many chances, dear, and you always make me blue. If you cry me a river, then I might sail back to you.
Cry me a river, all the way from Malmo, Sweden. That was the countryside of Harmonica Sam. Go back to their 2017 record, A Drink After Midnight, to help us shuffle on into the saddle this week, friends. Hello, how are you? Welcome in. It's me, your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, in a hotel room in Medicine Hat, Alberta, in a chair that is only slightly less uncomfortable than the one that I sit in back home in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, at Boots and Saddle headquarters. That's right, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. Thank you for joining me this week, friends. This week, next week, last week, week before, every week. Every week, I know a lot of you do. And the messages have continued to come in. They've continued to roll in. People checking up on their boy. And I just want to say again, thank you. I feel so grateful to have some dedicated, caring listeners. I'm recording on a Monday night. That's right. Yeah, somehow I wrangled to record on a Monday night. So I'm going to thank Rob and Scott, the station manager and program directors at CKUW in Winnipeg, our home base, our home station, for accommodating and understanding my schedule. Why am I recording on a Monday night again instead of the Sunday nights that I've been doing lately? Well, I'll tell you, friends. It's because, as I mentioned last week, I'm out here on the road playing that big old bass for my old pal, Little Miss Higgins. We've done a couple shows. We kicked her off in Regina at Dark Hall, and then we played the Basement in Saskatoon, which is both of them are really nice rooms. I'm familiar with the Basement. I've done Sean Burns and Lost Country shows there. We're due to return. And Don, the booker there, he's like, when are you coming back? I said, hopefully next year. We got the new record. So I'll queue up the rest of our week. We got five more shows across Alberta here this week with Little Miss Higgins. I'll queue those up and talk more about those a little later in the program today. But yeah, so Don said, when are you coming back? I said, hopefully next year. You know, we just finished this record. And the Indiegogo pre-order crowdfunding campaign, I'm happy to report, it broke $10,000 today. Exceeded 10,000. And I've been pushy. I know I've been pushy. I've been annoying. It's you know, all I've been really posting about online, the socials, even sharing some on the Boots and Saddle socials. So thank you to everyone who's contributed so far. Our goal remains $15,000. We've got a little less than a week. It closes up on Monday, November 9th. So if you're on the fence about pre-ordering this new Lost Country record and pledging to the campaign, I humbly request that you jump off the fence and into the saddle for this new record from Lost Country. Coming late summer 2026 is the plan. I'm a little thrown off. You know, it's at 10 p.m. here, but man, it felt like midnight at 7 o'clock. It's that damn daylight savings. And I don't want to get political, but you know I'm not a fan of this daylight savings stuff. Really messes someone up. On the subject of the daylight savings, for our listeners at home base on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, I'm here to remind you that our good friend Skinny Dick will be at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this Thursday, November 6th. There's a couple of other acts on the bill, but I think Skinny and his great band will be closing the night. This would be the time I usually play his song Daylight Savings, or even more appropriately, spin one of his newer songs, but I'm not going to do that. If you want to go, and I recommend that you do attend the show if you're able, then you'll go, and I think that you should. All right. Okay, moving on. We got a packed show here today. I got a 4-pack here of some beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers, some underappreciated names, some names we don't hear from very often. I saw my man Honky Tonk Labor Union Slim Chance Cowboy post an Instagram story the other day with this Orville Couch record, Hello Trouble, from 1964. Let's hear one right now. Orville Couch with Hello Doll right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Hello, doll. I can't recall your name, but come on in. It's good to see you again. Hello, doll. Where have we met before? Well, don't stop now. Just tell it to me once more. Was it at a party on a Saturday night? And were we making the rounds? Well, I got a feeling that it must have been, cause I don't start living till the sun goes. Hello, doll. You must be the girl, the one that I've been looking for all over this big wide world. All over this big wide world. Hello, doll.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Same to he is, sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground.
Tom T. Hall with the title track to his 1974 Mercury Records release, Country Is. And you catch that? The no kick drum in the verse. Everyone else is playing it, like bass player, tic-tac bass guys. Everyone's playing it like there's a kick drum happening, but there's not. And then the chorus kicks in, and so does that kick drum. That's such a good move. And one that we definitely talked about whilst recording this recent Lost Country record. And I'm pretty sure that we put that move to use. I talked about some of those moves a few weeks ago. Some of the other ones anyway. But that was one that I think we definitely found a way to get that in there. Before Tom T. Hall, we heard from Judy Lynn, a single from 1962 called Footsteps of a Fool. Several versions of that song out there in the country music ether. But today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you're listening, I don't know your life, we went to Judy Lynn. Before that, we went even further back to 1955 for a single by Bonnie Sloan called Honky Tonk World. That was a nice one. Kicking it all off, clocking in at under 2 minutes for those keeping score, was Hello Doll from Orville Couch, his 1964 record, Hello Trouble. And you are tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I'm your host, Sean Burns. Happy to be here in the saddle. A little show announcement today I made on the Instagram and the Facebook and everywhere. I'll be in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, in the big city, on Thursday, November 20th, at the Cameron House, the legendary Cameron House, kicking things off at 10 p.m. I'm very excited for the show, and just an absolute embarrassment of riches. I've got Lyle Molzan playing drums, and Shane Gousset playing fiddle, and Mike T. Kerr playing guitar, and Mike Weber, who is the star of my Lost Country record, playing the pedal steel guitar. Five-piece band on a Thursday night in Toronto, and I got a show with Corby Lund the following night up at Casino Rama. So I was able to tack this one on. I know that we do broadcast in Toronto on Thursday mornings at the even more highly coveted time slot than our Tuesday one at 5 a.m. on Thursdays in Toronto. So if you're still awake from your Wednesday night, or if you're waking up for work, jot that down and come on down to the Cameron House on November 20th. I haven't played there in a bunch of years, and it'll be great. This band is hot, and it'll be fun to play a nice cross-section of my original material and some beautiful country music covers. Speaking of, Corby Lund announced our tour in March, back to some familiar spots, you know, starting in Montana, down to Utah, in through Texas and Arizona and California, up through Oregon and to Seattle, and finishing off in Idaho. Some great rooms, some of my favorite rooms, like the Tractor Tavern in Seattle. We're going to be back at Dante's in Portland, which is always always a bit wild, and Poppy and Harriet's in Pioneertown, California, and of course down in Dallas and Houston and in Salt Lake City. It'd be a good tour, and I look forward to coming back down there with Corby and seeing some familiar faces. Okay, we got some new and recently released music here for your friends. A few folks from Alberta and Brennan Lee to finish it all off here in this set. And Breton Lee John is a young songwriter from south of Calgary, and he came to Winnipeg a couple years ago, or yeah, about a year ago, to make a record at the No Fun Club. He brought Scott Franchuk from Riverdale Recorders in Edmonton to engineer, and he hired Grant Siemens and Joanna Miller and I to back him up, and we made a nice record for him. And my favorite song on the record is the debut single, Wouldn't You Know It. It came out on October 29th. Real, real nice song. It's Breton Lee John with Where Summer Never Ends, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I only wear my black hat for funerals, a tribute to my grandfather and you. You were always smarter, you always worked a little harder. Tricks I was too scared to do. So Lord, I hope there's flat bars up in heaven, Marlboro's in 7-Eleven. Maybe in the afterlife our knees will work just right. I'll see you again where summer never. That's where we left it. Smoking cigarettes outside the Irish pub. Life gets in the way, I swear it happens every day. I'm working hard not to lay the blame. I guess I always saw that thing inside you. Solitary thoughtfulness you hid. Outlaws on four wheels, I miss the way it feels to be a group of rowdy skater kids. So Lord, I hope there's flat bars up in heaven, Marlboro's in 7-Eleven.
I don't know what to do, but baby, I love you. A deer, a case of beer, hooray, a bottle full of wine. You may have seen the sun, my love, but you ain't seen it shine. Now I'm feeling fine, I'm drunk on wine. I got my drummer on my back and he's keeping time. He got a DUI back in junior high, now he drives without a license. I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go. I don't know how you been, it was a long time ago. I don't know where you're at, I don't know where you're to. I don't know what to do, baby, I love you.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Our friends at Nectar are celebrating 13 years of expert tattooing. Go see for yourself in the heart of sunny downtown Lethbridge, Alberta at 329 5th Street South. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
Job, it was a dead end anyway. I'm between apartments, I need somewhere to stay. I've called in all my favors, I cashed in all my chips. I might sound like a real lost cause, but I'm nothing you can't fix. Station wagon barely cranks, but it'll run just fine if you fill up the tank. brake pads, the air filter, and get a new ignition switch. Just like that old jalopy, I'm nothing you can't fix.
I've said it the last couple of weeks, and you know, I'm going to say it again. This new record from Brennan Lee, "Don't You Ever Give Up on Love," is just a outstanding display of pure, authentic, beautiful, traditional country music, honky tonk music. It's so well done. The playing, the production. Of course, she's a great singer. I just can't say enough good things about it. Today we heard "Nothing You Can't Fix" from Brennan Lee. That new record, "Don't You Ever Give Up on Love," came out on October 3rd. Before that, I'm going to echo the same sentiment about the Brennan Lee record to Colter Wall. His latest single, "The Longer You Hold On," from the upcoming record "Memories and Empties," due out on November 14th. You heard that one today. And I was just messaging with the drummer from the band, Russ. I was like, dude, it just sounds so good. The band sounds great. The recording, the production sonically, like this whole thing just sounds great. And it's different than Colter's other records. And I really, really am excited to hear the rest of it coming out right away here in just less than 2 weeks. Before that, he's originally from Fort McMurray, Alberta. And I talked to him briefly a couple weeks back, and he's kind of lived all over the place, bounced around all over. I think he's living in Calgary now. His name is Ross Fizzard, and he released the single "I Don't Know," featuring Dale Ross, back on September 26th. Ross was in Winnipeg playing drums, actually, for Amy Nelson at the Times Change, High and Lonesome Club, opening up for Sean Burns and Lost Country. And then they played a show at Park Alley's, and that's where I got to actually sit down and chat with Ross a bit. And Carter Felker said, you know, you should check out Ross's songs. He's got some gooders. And on the drive home from Park Alley's that night, I did. And I set that one aside to get her on the show. So there you go. Kicking it all off, also from the province of Alberta, is Breton Lee John. First single from his upcoming record, "Where Summer Never Ends," was released on October 29th. Nice stuff, man. Grant played some beautiful guitars on that song. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns, out here on the road on tour for 9 days with Little Miss Higgins. 7 shows. Today, here was Monday, was our only day off, and then we'll make the drive home from Calgary to Winnipeg on Sunday. We're going to be in Lethbridge, Alberta on Tuesday, November 4th, doing a house concert. On Wednesday, November 5th, we're at 9 in a Line Brewing Company in Vulcan, Alberta. I look forward to going back there. I do see Dan and, of course, my man Larry. On Thursday, November 6th, we're at Casa Amigos in Medicine Hat, Alberta. I'm told that the feed there is of a high quality. I look forward to partaking. Friday, November 8th in Red Deer, Alberta at D2's. And closing things out on Saturday, November 8th at Mikey's Juke Joint, Mikey's 3.0 in Calgary, Alberta. And so, yeah, we've had a good couple runs here with Little Miss Higgins. You know, it's nice to play some of her newer material that was, you know, new for me too, unfamiliar. But to go back to her back catalog and some of those songs, and I've been up there, and it's a, like I said, it's a lot of work. Her partner Eric, who plays guitar in the surf band that I'm in, but he's a really good musician. He's playing lap steel, pedal steel, and banjo. Jolene's playing guitar. I'm playing upright bass. I'm singing a couple duets with her. I'm experiencing some nice moments of joy here on some of these tunes, and we've been kicking off the last couple shows with this one here from her 2010 record Across the Plains, which she recorded in Winnipeg. Here's Little Miss Higgins with the Tornado Song right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
It seems the tornadoes are following me. Strange things are happening. I can see there's a plant in my garden that shouldn't be. It seems the tornadoes are following me. Growing tall, and I got some corn that won't grow at all. And then there's the corn that's very small. Oh, I don't understand this, no, not at all. Following me, since the tornadoes are following me. off my mind. There's troubles on the water, there's blood on the moon, and these old faded highway lines lead me back to you. I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where I belong. There's 60 miles between us, comfort and wrong. Well, the bottle ain't been kind to you since I last been at your door. Me, well, I've been better. What else would I be here for? Oh, just one more night. That's all I really need to get me through these hard times, just to put my heart in.
Yeah.
Found a way to squeeze one in after all, didn't I? That's Skinny Dick with No Power Over Me from his latest EP, More Easy, just came out at the end of October. Skinny Dick and his great band will be at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, this Thursday, November 6th. They're in Regina on the 7th, Saskatoon on the 8th, and in Edmonton, Alberta, Sunday, November 9th. Before that, the County Boys from Peterborough, Ontario, all the way back to 2007. A few fellas who went their own separate ways after that, shortly after that. We heard Working Musician from that 2007 record, 1, 2, 3, 4. Because, you know, I'm out here being a working musician. It seems to fit. Last time I was out as a working musician, as a side player for someone that wasn't Core Blunt, was Kayla Lukey. In early 2017, I could talk at length about that tour and how it changed my life completely. We heard Comfort and Wrong from Kayla Lukey's 2017 record, Back to Dirt. Kicking it all off was Little Miss Higgins with the Tornado Song from her 2010 record, Across the Plains. And we'll be across Alberta this week with Little Miss Higgins from Tuesday through Saturday night, and I hope I'll see you out there. Folks, I got time for one more here for you before we say good night. I was going to say, because it's late, or good afternoon, or goodbye for now, for the next week. Going to close it out with a beautiful song from Amy Cook, her 2010 record, Let the Light In. I've always loved this song from the time I saw her singing it at the Horseshoe Tavern many years ago. Beautiful song called Hotel Lights. Because I'm back in a hotel. It's been a while. It feels familiar. Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. Email your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, requests, music submissions to bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later. All the good.
like candy, looking oh so full in love with all the world. And the boys with their messed up hair and secrets that they keep behind their eyes. My face was always pressed.
Sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yeah, it is.
It's almost time for the third annual Fall Punk Rock Flea Market. If you're looking for that unique gift for that hard-to-shop for a friend or family member, or if it's time to treat yourself, the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market has over 120 local DIY vendors to choose from.
So head on down to the Victoria Inn at 1808 Wellington Avenue on Sunday, November 9th, between 11:30 and 6 to find that amazing treasure. Entry is free, but we are accepting donations to support the market and our community partners. So on Sunday, November 9th,
Shop local, shop weird.
At the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. Visit us at www.wprfm.ca or follow us on Instagram at wpgpunkrockflea for more details.
Generous support to CQW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until 8 p.m.
Is that the right one? Okay, there we go.
The Carp. Sorry, I couldn't hear myself in the headphones, and it makes me feel odd and weird and not. The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until 8 p.m. The Carp. As always, folks, thanks for listening to The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until